you plow,
mm-hmm.
and then once you get it plowed, you go in and disc it to break it down into smaller pieces of earth. And then when you get ready to plant, you have a lister, which is what puts rows up behind a tractor. And then after you get your rows made and irrigated and prepared to plant, you use a planter. After you plants start to come up, you use a cultivator to cultivate the weeds out. And if you're planting, if you're planting an alfalfa, you do it in tables, you know, big areas. And
mm-hmm.
in order to harvest the alfalfa, you use a mowing machine and then a baler to harvest that. If you're harvesting cotton, we used to do it all by hand years ago, but. Now they have cotton pickers, and
mm-hmm.
you go all the way from 2-row up to 8-row. I think they even make 8-row cotton pickers
mm-hmm.
now. And then when you get through with the crop, you have to go in and cut the stalk, so you have a stalk cutter,
mm-hmm.
and then you start the process over again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you call that what about when you're harvesting alfalfa? You have a second crop grow up after the first one?
First cutting, second cutting, third mm-hmm. cutting.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
No.
What would you use if you wanted to level out a field?
You'd use a Fresno or a land plane.
Mm-hmm.
Or nowadays, they even have things, they set up a laser in the middle of a field, and they can adjust that laser to the back part of a Fresno, so when you pass over certain parts of the field, it automatically knows what to cut and what to fill.
That sounds expensive.
It is.
let's see. A Fresno, that's sort of, even the new ones you call them Fresnos.
Some of them, yeah. And then, of course, big fields you cut, and you have that big earth moving machinery they pull, like Caterpillar tractors and
mm-hmm.
big tractors. In my connotation, a Fresno is something you pull between a smaller type of wheeled tractor.
Okay. What kinds of tools would a rancher have to carry with him?
Well, if he's a cattle rancher, I'm sure ropes and branding irons and things that you use to doctor cattle.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to medicate them a certain way.
Mm-hmm. What about sheep farmers? I mean, sheep ranchers.
Well, usually they drive the sheep into a pen to shear the sheep.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure they could do it out in another area. But it's sheep shearing machines, you see a lot of them, particularly in New Zealand and places mm-hmm. like that I've been, they have just huge machines that work maybe 20 different sets of sheep shears off of that machine.
Wow. What would you use to pound a nail in?
Hammer.
Okay. You drive around town in your
car, pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. So truck to you basically means pickup, right?
For smaller type things on a farm. Of course, mm-hmm. you do have trucks to haul hay, and if you're a dairy farmer, you have tank trucks to haul milk. But
mm-hmm.
Generally, it's pickup.
Okay. I don't know if you hunt. Do you hunt?
No, not much.
Do you happen to know, or maybe you saw some when you were a child, but what kinds of guns would
shotguns
yeah.
to hunt birds,
uh-huh.
things like that, deer rifles, .30 caliber to go deer hunting, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.